From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 12, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that the balance on overdue rents at Bliss Towers in Hudson decreased by more than $7,500 in April. More than half of the building residents were faced with eviction after it was revealed at an April 11th meeting of the Hudson Housing Authority Board of Directors that 74 households were in arrears for rent and apartment fees, owing a total of more than $42,000. On May 11th, Housing Authority Executive Director Anthony Lalette said that since that time, the total balance owed has decreased to slightly less than $35,000. No tenants have been evicted, he said. The five biggest cases are being handled by board-appointed attorney James Kleinbaum, but none have gone to court yet, Lalette said. The eviction list previously presented to the board included some so-called problem apartments as well. Issues with those apartments included tenants who are hoarders and attract vermin to their apartment, or tenants who are smokers, Board Chairman Alan Weaver said. Lalette said he has met with a number of tenants owing rent and entered into repayment plans. In 2016, the Housing Authority wrote off approximately $16,000 in uncollected rent. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Climax Post Office is looking for a new home. The lease on its existing space is set to expire in October of 2018. The owner of the building on County Route 26 has declined to renew the lease. The project has been approved for construction of a modular building, but Curtis Boulard of the U.S. Postal Service said a potential site for the building must be identified. Construction is expected to take 3 months. The Postal Service would lease the half acre of land needed to accommodate the 440 square foot structure. Bullard said, and I quote, "We would like to stay within the town limits," end quote. In preparation for the move, postal officials met with the community during the Coxsackie Town Board meeting on Tuesday, May the 9th. The meeting was also the start of a 30-day comment period to gauge public opinion on the plan. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper on the efforts in Kinderhook to restore that town's Persons of Color Cemetery in Rothermel Park. A rededication ceremony is planned for Saturday, May the 13th. 13 eligible headstones are all that remains of the cemetery, which is now on the National Register of Historic Places. Village historian Ruth Pawanka said there may be more than 500 people buried on the plot of land set aside in 1813 by village resident John Rogers. Rogers lived nearby on Broad Street and owned the land that would become Rothermel Park. He directed in his last will and testament that part of the land be used, and I quote, "for a cemetery for the people of color in the said town of Kinderhook to use for that purpose and none other," end quote. The surviving headstones, most of which mark the graves of children, are not in their original locations but have been moved over the years. The Cemetery Restoration Group has a map of the original plot of land. The rededication ceremony will be held at Rothermel Park beginning at 11 a.m. on Saturday. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Hudson City Democratic Committee and Chair Michael Chimides announced its endorsements for fall elections on May 11th. The committee endorsed Rick Rector for mayor and incumbent treasurer Heather S. Campbell in citywide votes. The Hudson City Democratic Committee also endorsed Sarah Sterling in the 1st Ward, William Hughes Jr. in the 4th Ward, and Richard E. Scarlella in the 5th Ward for county supervisor. For Common Council, they endorsed Kamal Johnson in the 1st Ward, Shersha Mizan and Calvin Lewis in the 3rd Ward, Jonathan Rosenthal in the 4th Ward, and Eileen Halloran and Dominic Maranti for alderperson. The Democrats did not endorse 2nd Ward or Common Council president races. 2nd Ward Alderman Tiffany Garagia announced May 8th she will run for Common Council president, while incumbent president Republican Claudia DeStefano said right now she is not planning to run for re-election, but, and I quote, "it's kind of early to tell," end quote. Full disclosure, Johnson is a co-host on the Wednesday edition of the WGXC Afternoon Show. New York's Department of Environmental Conservation is currently in the 10th year of tracking Hudson River eels. More than 550 volunteers are donning waders and venturing into tributary streams to participate in the DEC's research for migrating juvenile American eels, Angula rostrata. The DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "New York is home to a significant habitat that is critical to the life cycle of many migratory fish species," end quote. The American Eel Research Project is an excellent way to connect students and the community with nature while gathering research that can be valuable for the future study of this species and its role in our ecosystem, end quote. The Hudson River Estuary Program and Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve began 10 years ago gathering data for multi-state management plans for eel conservation. Eel collection takes place at most sites daily from early March through mid-May. Now coastal states from Florida to Maine monitor the migration of the American eel. Local eels are born in the Sargasso Sea north of Puerto Rico, and every spring they arrive in estuaries like the Hudson River as translucent 2-inch-long glass eels. Eels will live in freshwater streams and lakes for up to 30 years before returning to the sea to spawn. The Albany Times Union is reporting that Rensselaer County Executive Kathleen Gimeno will not run for a fifth term, and local assembly member Steve McLaughlin, the Republican of Shaghtikoke, is considering running to replace her. Gimeno, 60, said she is retiring and instead will volunteer. She is endorsing Deputy County Executive Christopher Meyer for the top job. McLaughlin, who represents Rensselaer County and part of Columbia County in Albany, said he was, and I quote, 100% interested in running. Well, let's say I'm 100% interested in considering it, end quote. McLaughlin also said he has submitted his resume to the Trump administration seeking a federal post, but has not heard back. Democrats, the story says, have talked with Judith Ink, the former regional administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, hoping to get her to run against Gimeno. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Seven candidates have already announced some intention to run for New York's 19th congressional seat, now held by Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, even with elections not for 18 months. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that candidates in the southern Albany town of Knox are already lining up for the elections in November 2018. Vasilios Lefkadidis, the current town supervisor, and Amy Parkoyne, a town councilwoman, have both announced they will compete to be town supervisor then. Lefkadidis, registered as a Democrat, did not specify which party line he would pursue. He said, and I quote, "Like any candidate, I'm going to seek endorsement of all parties," end quote. Parkoyne is a Democrat and a member of the town's Democratic Committee and is seeking endorsements from the Democratic and Independence parties. The two clearly do not get along, with Lefkadidis describing, and I quote, "what can only be described as a hostile environment," end quote. You can read that full story in the Altamont Press. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today, with the temperature high near 64 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of rain, mainly after 4 a.m. There will be increasing clouds, and the temperature low will be 46 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, rain, mainly after 9 a.m. The temperature high will be 54 degrees for Saturday night, the temperature low 44 degrees. And on Sunday, rain is likely again before 8 a.m. this time, then a chance of showers after 8 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 46 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:36 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:07 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 12th day of May 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.